Blog Talk Radio.
There is God. He is alive and well, and he reigns supreme over everything. He is the God of all flesh. He is the God that created everything by the word of his power. And so we give God praise, and we give God honor, and we give God glory. Somebody raise up a praise and shake this place real quick. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. The song says,
there is love that is like no other. There is strength that'll pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, nothing he cannot do. There is grace that has no measure. There is mercy that has no end. There is life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say,
much for tuning into the next chapter of Widow's Ministry Talk Show, our ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Thank you for tuning in. Well, I have some things to talk about tonight regarding self-care, but I know you guys want to hear a little bit about my vacation, celebrating my birthday and Mother's Day. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about it, and then I'm going to go into self-care, because that's what I had this past weekend, a lot of self-care. I had just a wonderful time. I went to, it wasn't called a retreat, it was called, the name of our weekend was Sister, with the T-A-H on the end, Sister Girls Weekend. And this, the organizer, she's had it, she haven't had one in 7 years, and we did a reunion because she had, before the last 7 years, she had it about, I think, a total of 20 years, but I think I've only went between 6 and 5 of the Sister Girl, because I learned about it later in life. And we had a reunion. We had 24 ladies, and they were all across the country. Most of them were from, some of them were from Virginia, some were D.C., and some were South Carolina. And we came from Georgia. There was 6 of us that came from Georgia. And we had a wonderful time. And what she does, she planned these get together for pampering, you know, after, and especially after the pandemic. This is the first time getting together with that many people, you know, being around that many people. We had a wonderful time. She planned it where we all felt that we needed it that time because of different things that different people have gone through. We talked about it. And a lot of people went through a lot of stress, loss of loved ones and all different things. So this was a wonderful weekend for them to be rejuvenated and pampered and feel better about themselves. And what she did was we planned this for the last year. We were paying on it for the last year. And she rented a beach house on Virginia Beach. And it was beautiful, 3 levels, and it had an elevator in it. So it was 3 levels, swimming pool, hot tub, and she also had vendors to come on to sell different products, as well as massages, pedicure, manicure. We had a comedian that came and entertained us for a while. We had a chef on hand that we didn't have to do any type of cooking. All we had to do is show up for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We played games. What else was going on? Oh, we did a sip and paint. That was fun also because everyone had to create their own picture. And she had about 5 prizes of the best portrait. So that was fun as well. And what else did we have? And we went walking on the beach. The weather, the one thing, God was so good. The weather was beautiful the first 2 days. At night, it would storm at night, lightning and thunder. But we didn't care because we were getting ready to go to bed after all the activity we did during the day. But Sunday, it rained hard when we were getting ready to go to the airport. It was that afternoon, late afternoon, we went to their left. And it was a lot of rain beforehand, and it drizzled as we went to the airport. So God was good as far as hauling off the rain and allowing us to enjoy Friday and Saturday. The sun was shining because at night it stormed. And we, like I said, we stayed up and we sang, we played games and all that stuff. So it was a wonderful, wonderful weekend. God definitely blessed each one of us. So that's what happened. And to plan a widow's trip like that, well, she doesn't normally plan other trips. She only planned this particular type of trip. And also she always have a few family members. Her mother's always there, and her mother's going to turn 90 years old this coming November. And she's doing so well. Hold one second, it's computer. And she was the oldest. The youngest one we had there was 35, and the oldest was her mother, who was going to be turning 90 this year. So there were a variety of ages, all different ages. So that's enough of what. I just wanted to let you know that I really had a great time enjoying my birthday and also my Mother's Day. And I'm going to continue to celebrate my birthday throughout the month of May. But I also want to talk about self-care, because self-care is so important. We also had a speaker that gave us points and stuff on self-care, but I pulled some stuff off the internet because I thought that these were important as well. We had a comedian at our retreat, and it was a guy that he was the only guy that came in that beach house while we were there, and he was only there for 1 hour and he was gone. But anyway, he was hilarious. He had us laughing. I mean, everything. He is so good because what he does, he works the room. He didn't talk about a lot of other things outside about his comedian, the way he told the jokes, it was really all about us. He found different people that he would pull out and say different things. It was just funny how he just incorporated everyone in the house. But he said a few more things, but he would always incorporate what was going on there. And he, like I said, he seemed to have been doing this for a long time because he was such a great entertainer. But I also want to talk about humor because humor, what humor does. And the title of this self-care is For Mind, For Body, the number 4, For Mind, For Body. And talking about humor, what happens to our body when we laugh? Level of stress hormones decreases. Your heart, your lungs, and muscles are stimulated. There is increased activity in parts of your brain reward system. Incorporating humor in your daily life has many potential benefits. A strong immune system improves mood and anxiety relief. Because if you laugh, you want to release some anxiety, a mood or whatever. Better interaction with others. Less burnout on the job if you are working. Humor and laughter reduces the risk of developing chronic health conditions. Stress and the hormones it produces can do a lot of damage to the mind and body over time. And you know that stress is not good for you because stress causes health problems, anxiety, all of those types of things. Since humor and laughter reduces the amount of these hormones, it also has been shown that they can help reduce the risk of blood clots, heart attacks, and other stress-related disease. Did you know that? That it can reduce the risk of blood clots, heart condition, and other stress-related disease. So laugh more. Even if you have to laugh by yourself. But I'm going to give you some tips how you can keep that smile on your face. 10 tips for incorporating humor in your life. And I'm going to give you 10 tips. But before I give you that 10 tips, just one second. I also want to, let me see. No, I'll talk about that later. I'll talk about the 10 tips now. The Tempters, list three funny things that happen to you each day. Find a TV show or movie that tickles your funny bones. And not too much local and national news. Now, let me see what's funny show that I like to watch that makes me laugh. Steve Harvey has a judge, Judge Steve Harvey. He makes you laugh. Steve makes you laugh even on what you call that thing. Oh, I can't think of it right now. But you know, Steve Harvey's all of his shows are always funny. So if you like Steve, okay, look at least one show every day for him to make you laugh. I don't look at a lot of comedy shows, but I do like, let me see, I do like him. He's always saying something to make you laugh. And I'm trying to think what other shows that makes me laugh. You know what I like? I like 911 shows like that. I like SWAT. I like Equalizer. I like the shows like that, a lot of action. But that's fun to me because I just like entertainment. Well, watch stand-up comedy. There are lots of options to watch online or TV if you can get to get a live show. Even better, reach out to someone who gets the sense of humor. And you know what I'm saying? If you have someone that you talk to every day, and if that person is talking about sad stuff or putting you in a certain type of mood, don't have nothing positive to say and always talking about negative and talking about the news, then you need to lay off that talking to that person every day because you want to keep humor in your life, pleasant and positive things. Find people that someone that you can reminisce about something in your past that gets you laughing. If busy schedule makes calling hard to coordinate, just don't feel like talking. Text someone something funny or whatever. Get online. There are lots of things that you can see. You can pull up on the internet. Google something. If you want something laugh, say, Google, I want something funny to read. Google will help you with anything. It's amazing how Google knows everything that we want to ask. So if you have a question about something and you can't find someone else to answer it, Google. And let me see. Get online. Let me see what else we do. Have a game night. Get a little, get a good and spiritual competition that can get the good time rolling. Charades and win. You can play, there's so many different types of games that you can play, just like we played bingo. And number seven, try laughter yoga. Now, I do yoga, but I never heard of laughter yoga before. So I'm going to have to pull that up and see what that's all about. Read a funny book. Spend time with an animal or child. That's funny. Yeah. Little kids can really make you laugh because, you know, the things that comes out of their mouth. Okay. And number 10, incorporate many things in your environment, funny things in your environment. It could be a goofy picture of your friend, family, pet, page a day calendar, a mug with a witty saying, or cartoon. There's so many ways that you can smile. Hey, just like, for instance, when I see I have a picture of my husband when I come down from the steps. He's always smiling at me. I smile right back at him. So that's a good smile. You know, I know your loved one is not here, but find one of a nice picture that he was smiling and smile back at him. Just pretend that, you know, he is there that's smiling right back at you. So, and also There is spiritual and religious for mind and for body. Spiritual practice like meditation. Meditation is so important. Just staying still and just asking God to bring his presence, his Holy Spirit within you. It increases level of feel-good chemical in your body. Research has found that in the area of your brain associated with reward and positive feeling are active when people that read scriptures, because scriptures give us encouragement. What else? One study found that people who attended religious service monthly shows a 22% lower risk of depression. So that is very important also. And let me read one more thing that can be very helpful to you. Working towards goals. People in recovery offers the following suggestion. Focus on your strength. Focus on solving problems. Focus on future instead of reviewing hurt or loss from the past. Focus on your life instead of your illness. And care for yourself. Taking good care of yourself is a paramount to the success of the discovery of your discovery process. People in discovery find their physical, spiritual, and mental health that are all connected, and that supporting our effort with others. Taking care of your aspect of you will increase the likelihood that you will stay well. And don't you want to stay well? Well, you're going to need to think positive, feel positive, and try to laugh a little every day. Tips for self-care also includes healthy, live healthy, eating healthy, get enough sleep. I know that's something for me as well. I don't get that 7 to 8 hours sleep. I get about 6 most of the time, but the first night, because the weather came a little bit early on my trip, I slept more than 8 hours because we went to bed early and I didn't get up until 7 or 8, but I ended up sleeping more than 8 hours for the first time in a long time. I was really tired from traveling. So that's a good thing. Getting more sleep is so important. Exercise regularly, avoid drugs and alcohol, but a little wine won't hurt. Manage stress and go to your regular checkup. It's so important that you make sure that you go to your regular medical checkup. There are things that you need to know about yourself and to make sure that you are taking care of yourself and taking care of the things that might be bothering you. Practice good hygiene. Good hygiene is important for social, medical, and psychological reason in that not only it reduces the risk of illness, but also improves the way others view you and how you view yourself. Now, do you know that? See friends to build your sense of belonging. Consider joining a support group like the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Try to do something you enjoy every day. Even if you love laying in your bed, sleeping, looking at TV, if you enjoy that, that's fine. Eating your favorite meal, go out and getting something. You know, I haven't had a Zaxby wings and French fries toast in a while. And that's what I felt like having today. And that's me and my girlfriend went and got some. And it was so good. They did a good job. The wings were very nice and crispy. So do something that you enjoy. That's not something I want to do every day because I don't like to eat fried foods and fried French fries. But every now and then, pull that ice cream out of the refrigerator and eat something to make you feel better. But I don't do it every day. Okay, see friends and build your sense of belonging. Consider joining, try to do something that you enjoy. Yes, I said that too. That might mean dancing. Some of us like dancing. Put some music on and move our bodies. That's exercise. Watch a favorite TV show. Work in the garden. That's what I did all day today. I worked outside in the yard, and I'm exhausted. So when I leave this show, I am going to lay down because I am really tired. But I needed to, I don't know, I wasn't here, but I heard that you guys had a terrible Friday night, that the wind, it didn't rain, but the wind was just unbelievable. Because when I came back, I had tree limbs and everything all over my yard. But I worked in the yard today. I got up at 8:30 because I had one of my neighbors going to help me move some plants around. And he was there to help me. And I went to Lowe's to pick up some potting soil, some other stuff. So I am exhausted. My whole body is sore, really, because I haven't bent over that much like that in quite some time. But it was fun because I see where I'm getting my yard together for the summer, and I love a pretty yard. Okay, painting and reading. A lot of you love to read. Continue to read good books that will encourage you and make you smile. Find ways to relax, meditate, yoga, getting a massage, taking a bath. You know one thing? If I could get a massage every week, I would. If I can afford to get one, I would. This lady who gave us was the massage therapist. Oh my soul, she was so good. I felt when I got up from the table, I felt limp. That feeling felt. Was with me for quite some time. She just had my body feeling so limp. It was the best massage I ever had. So I would like to get one of those every week if I could, because it really does a lot to your body. And taking a bath, burning some candles, putting bubble bath, just relaxing in a nice warm tub, that is also good. And just meditating, relaxing your mind, and meditating to God. So one thing I want to end this with, and so important, even you find all these things that I mentioned to do, be careful not to forget about the Lord. That's Deuteronomy. Ooh, those numbers are, it looks like Deuteronomy. But be careful not to forget about the Lord and all your doings. Enter his gate with thanksgiving and his court with praise and give thanks to him and praise his name. One more, praising God reduces your cares, level of anxiety, and multiplies your blessings. So those are very important too. Be careful and not forget the Lord. And all of your doing and all of your meditation, all of your self-care, just knowing that God is with you and you must keep him in your life to get through and be able to fulfill those things that you want in life and a healthy life. And put laughter so much. Put laughter in your life. Make it a part of your daily routine. Finding something to laugh or smile about, because laughter is very healthy for the soul. And that is all I have for tonight. Make sure to have, it's important to have self-care. Think about oneself. anything that you think that that would help you to do that, get out and take a walk sometime in your neighborhood. I know it's so dangerous out there, but don't be afraid to get not to go out. Just be careful when you go out there. But we must be strong in the Lord and fear not. So do that and enjoy life, because, and life is short. We don't know. So many things are happening in our life. People, you are here today and you're gone tomorrow. So smile and enjoy your life. Don't be mean and sad and woe is me. Find ways to be happy. Be at peace. And God will also give you peace if you ask him for it. And I thank you. And I hope that you will tune in again next week, the same time. Be blessed and have a great week. And I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day as well. I saw lots of good things that are happening to a lot of you on Facebook. So I'm glad that you did have a wonderful Mother's Day. And we're going to be, after the weather is finally summer, well, spring, summer, we can start doing some things together. So we're going to start trying to do some things with you and hoping that you will be able to be a part of it. We are still planning, putting things in the tail for our trip to Callaway Garden. By the way, we have one more bed available. So if you want to join us, please give me a call. We have one more space available. And we have a total of 20, we have 19 people, so we need a total of 20 people, because that's the rooms that we have. So if you have not paid your, and really the last payment was due on the 5th, so I'll be calling you if you haven't been in touch with me, but there is a room for one more person to come along with us. And we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a lot of different activities for you, and we want to plan some other things that slowly, and just like the churches slowly started coming together and going, we hope that we can do the same thing with us. And if we just have to meet. And you know, I think it could be safe if some of us will start meeting once I get my my trees and stuff out in the back of my house. We could meet here at my home, or we can meet at a restaurant or some place that we can meet out or do things together. So we're going to start planning things that we used to do, that you could feel safe in coming to. But we want that very much for you. So we are working and asking God to order our step and show us the things that we can do safely, and we can come together. And I can meet a lot of you that I have not seen, because several of you just started during the pandemic. So I've seen you sometimes on some of the Zoom, but I have not met you in person, and I would love to do that. So take care and be blessed, and tune in again next week, the same time. I'm going to get some speakers, someone to help me each week, because I'm going to start taking a class next Tuesday. And I'm going to need some help. So if you would like to be a part of the show, or you have something to say, or you have someone that you know, please do that. Call me. I won't be offended, because I do need some help, because I am going to be taking a class really on Tuesday evening before the show for a couple of hours on Zoom. So I am open for your suggestion, to then just knowing that I always need your assistant and things like that. So if you have someone that you know that could give us some good information, and doesn't have to talk about scriptures, you can talk about something that we can benefit from. So if you know someone, let me know. I am always welcome to hear that. So that is all I have for you tonight. Be blessed and know that there is a God, by Donnie McKirkland. That's what he's saying. We know that. But God is good all the time, and there is a God.
There is God. He is alive and well, and he reigns supreme over everything. He is the God of all flesh. He is the God that created everything by the word of his power. And so we give God praise, and we give God honor, and we give God glory. Somebody raise up a praise and shake this place real quick. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. The song says,
there is love that is like no other. There is strength that'll pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, nothing he cannot do. There is grace that has no measure. There's mercy that has no end. There is life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say,
close friend, everybody say,